last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You know, Sandy, time flies, man, when you and I are together on these airwaves. And I am always honored, man, to be able to sit across from you because I've learned so much in our interaction going back to the first time I met you. And so I've always had the same interests of you on these global, you know, platforms, but never could understand the depth of it the way you've been able to explain it. So it actually has given me an opportunity to delve into things a lot deeper and understand more that these things don't happen in a vacuum. What's going on and what's happening in our country, it's being, you know, talked about, and it's not just our country. You've been able to take me into a global outlook on things, and I think that's what more Americans need in order to understand that the answer is not always, you know, guns. When you see it from a different perspective and through somebody else's prism, these other nations who keep watching us and keep saying, hey, we're here too. You know what I mean? America is not the world. America is in the world, right?
Right.
We've got to teach more Americans that we're a part of the globe.
Well, that's part of this. We started out the show talking about the deglobalization, and I think that's part of the shock to the American culture is the realization through globalization that we aren't the world. After World War II, in many respects, we kind of were the world in terms of the world of commerce and the,
right.
But it's not like that anymore. And almost every other country in the world has to take into account the rest of the world. I mean, China could be a place unto itself because it's got a huge population,
right.
And it's got a huge natural resource and what have you. But almost everyone else in the world is dependent on the rest of the world for much of what they buy and sell. You know, the countries have specializations, and then they buy stuff from other countries to fill themselves in. So they're all very interested in what's happening in the world. Like I said, everyone knows much more about America than Americans know about America around the world. And so we have a problem. You know, the Americans need to start taking a worldview because, quite frankly, the days in which we were the world are over. And they're over not because of a globalization that we can reverse. They're over because the rest of the world has evolved, and we can't stand alone.
You know, Sandy, we always talk about China, and rightfully so. But India is not doing a bad job of educating its people, and there's going to be a point in time because we still, I mean, every time you turn around, we farmed out work to India.
I mean, all you have to do is call American Express about your credit card.
Or any.
And you're talking to India.
Okay, so they're doing a good job of educating their people.
Yep.
And at some point in time, we're not going to just be worried about China. There's going to be a time when we're worried about India.
Well, when you buy a Range Rover, what a fancy, wonderful car, right? You know who it's owned by? An Indian company.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, sure. So is Jaguar. You know, and motorcycles are increasingly made in India. It's a huge place. I mean, India is going to come onto the scene. It is coming onto the scene, but the rest of the world is. And the United States has just got to do a better analysis of itself. And the people of the United States have to understand that they're in a big classroom now. They don't have the classroom themselves. They got to share it with 30 other kids.
So, but then you think about Africa, and at some point in time.
Yep.
It's inevitable.
Oh, sure. Nigeria is big, has a bigger population than Russia. Okay? It's got a huge population, 180 million or something.
And natural resources.
Natural resources.
That at some
Absolutely.
Point in time they're going to realize.
Africa has more. I mean, Africa is a continent filled with natural resources. And Africa will emerge. And who is it that's most active right now in the development of Africa?
China.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know. The United States just has to open its eyes, and we have to start operating like we are a wise country instead of a powerful country.
But Sandy, is that going to be our younger generation that is going to have to bridge that gap? Because you're my generation is not going to ever see that, you know.
Well, only if our culture is such that the younger generation can see it that way. If they can, and maybe the internet, you know, we talk about the internet opening the eyes of the rest of the world to democracy and the rest of it. Maybe it'll open the eyes of America to the
rest of the world.
To the rest of the world, and maybe it'll open the eyes of America to the things that might be wrong in America that need addressing, need fixing, and the ways we ought to readdress how America faces the rest of the world and deals with the rest of the world. You know, I sound like such a doomsday guy about America.
No, you don't.
But I really am taken by the Six Sigma idea that business has, where you look at the business, you analyze yourself, you see what you do well and what you don't do well, you figure out your strengths and weaknesses, you go out to the world of commerce that you're in and figure out what the best practices are, and you try to get better and better, constant improvement. And if our society in America doesn't start this process, and I would say, quite frankly, one of the champions of it is Michael Moore, the goofy guy with a hat that makes the movies. He speaks the truth. You know, his movies are remarkably factual, and they show America how fatuous we are about this notion that we are exceptional in all ways.
You know, you hope and that for the future of this country, which really is young people and children, that, and that's what I always say, man, we've got to get that right for them. So if you and I, during the time we have left, going to keep pushing, we're going to keep pushing, man. And I think maybe bit by bit, there's not going to be a coming to Jesus moment where everybody all of a sudden wakes up and says, oh, yeah, Sandy is right. Not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
But little by little, people are going to say, hey, nobody else is saying that, but, you know, I've been around a little while. What he's saying is true.
I just think we just need to wake up, and we need to wake up with open minds, tolerant open minds. Part of that intolerance we were talking about before is an intolerance Americans have for self-criticism. You know, if you criticize America, love it or leave it.
Yeah.
You're not a patriot. You don't like it? You don't like it? You know, go to France, see how you like it there. See how you like paying their taxes.
You know, and then we'll come to a point, and I hope soon, because the alternative, it's not pretty, right?
It's not pretty. We're headed, our society is headed in the wrong direction. The internal socioeconomics of our society are headed in the wrong direction. We are headed if you just take the trajectories of all of our trends, other than military spending, and which is also headed in the wrong direction because it's going up,
right. We're
just headed the wrong way.
All right, so listen, we got to get out of here, Sandy. It's always great, man. What you going to do over this weekend that's going to be bitterly cold and rain and snow and
I don't know. I'm not playing golf.
Yeah, we're gonna be inside. Anyway, gotta run. It's been a great week. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, everybody who took the time out, and most of all, thank you, Sandy. I'll be back on Monday.
You,
you've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you all later.
This is my home.